They're going to be visited by angels. And now that's proof that what happened to Mary really did come from the Lord. If the shepherds know it now, there's all these angels show up and there's this group of men. They're being told the story that this is Jesus Christ. This is the Messiah. If they can then back up what Mary's saying, there's the proof. All of this should end. And yet, if we think that, then we're not thinking the way they did back then, because let me remind you, they're a bunch of shepherds. They're nobodies. Shepherds in that day and age, they could not even testify in court because they were considered nothing. Nothing. They were just shepherds. So this wasn't a way to back up what had happened to Mary. I want to remind you again that here is Jesus in the line of David. And of course, you know what David's upbringing was. He was a shepherd. And matter of fact, David was so little of account. You remember we talked about this. So little of account that even when Samuel goes to Jesse and says, "Tell me, let me see your sons, because God's going to make one of these sons king," Jesse doesn't even remember David, because David's just out where? Tending the flock. He's just a shepherd. Even his own father doesn't think of him because it's of little account. Well, these shepherds hear this story. These angels show up, and let me go back and remind you what happens. It says, "And an angel said to them, 'Fear not.'" So first of all, these men are out there watching over their flock. These men are ready to protect their flock. But this angel shows up, and the first thing this angel has to say is, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid." This is now not just a teenage girl. This is now men who are used to defending their flock. Angel shows up and says, "Don't be afraid. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." And it's interesting that when this happens, they go, "We got to go see this. We got to go see if this is true." And what the Lord began to show me as I was studying this text is I've always thought that the shepherds, think about what has happened. They're out in this field. Angels show up. They begin to praise the Lord. They tell them about Jesus. And I've always thought, man, these shepherds, I'm just telling you what I would do. I would be telling everyone, "You're not going to believe this. These angels showed up." And I mean, this whole heavenly host, they showed up and started praising God. And man, we were just sitting there and here they come. And yet that's not what Scripture says. That's not what they go talking about. Let me go ahead and read it to you. "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child." That's what they begin to talk about. They were talking about who this child was. They weren't going, "Oh man, let me tell you about the angels." They were going, no. "Let me tell you about this baby. This is the Christ. This is the Savior." That's what they were bragging about. That's what they were going, "I can't believe that God would show us this." Because make no mistake, the shepherds knew who they were in the eyes of the world. I mean, even today, in America especially, we tell ourselves, you know, no matter who we are, we can better ourselves. We can move up. We can get an education. We can get a job, a career. We can become more financially stable. No, you don't understand. There's no moving up as a shepherd. That's it. And they know who they are. They're nobodies. A Jewish shepherd couldn't even go into the inner court because he's a shepherd. Can't go in there. You see something, even if the whole group of you see something, you can't go to court and say, "Oh yeah, this is what happened." You're not believed. And these shepherds are amazed that God has revealed who His Son is to them. And that's what they're talking about. I mean, when you start looking at, I went back and started reading from the moment that the angel appeared to Mary. And let me tell you what is said about Jesus. I'm just reading to you. If I were to go back in Luke 1 and start reading all of the text, this is what it says about Jesus. He will be great. He will be called Son of the Most High. He will occupy the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. He will be called holy. He is the Son of God. And then he's told that he is a great joy for all people. This is what they're talking about. This is what they're bragging on. They're not talking about the angels. As great as that experience was, that pales in comparison to knowing who Christ is. Amen. You know, it's often been said at youth camps, and we kind of snicker about it, but adults, we need to be reminded, Jesus Christ, Christ is not his last name. Jesus, the Anointed. That's what they're bragging about. And here's the deal. After today, some of you, you'll make it back tonight. Some of you won't. And I understand. You're with family. Or maybe some of you even said, you know, we're going to come to church this morning, but then we're getting on the road, Paul. And we would love to be there, but we can't. And other families who aren't here this morning said, we're already be traveling. Douglas and I were talking about it. We're still that church. We're still young enough to where many of our families leave for Christmas. But some of you, you're going to be sitting around a Christmas table sometime this evening or tomorrow. And everyone's celebrating Christmas. Everyone's doing that. But what Christmas are they celebrating? Some of them are celebrating the fact that they've got a tree and ornaments and lights and decorations and good food and presents. And even those who are only celebrating a secular Christmas, they'll tell you this. Yeah, we know it's about Jesus being born. In fact, we even have the saying, what? He is the reason for the season. They may even have a nativity scene in their front yard, and yet it's not a big deal to them. This is about buying presents. This is about hanging out with family. This is about the holidays. It's amazing to me still that people go, oh yeah, we don't say Merry Christmas, but we'll say Happy Holidays. You realize that's holy days. That's what that is. But I believe that we need to be people who don't just say, oh yeah, Jesus was born this day. We need to be like the shepherds, going, no, 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 it's not just about Jesus being born. It's about the fact that he's the Holy One. He's the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He is all of those things. It's not just about that a baby was born today, that we have a religion that is based upon following him. This is who he is. And it can't be just proclaiming that he was born. It has to be proclaiming who he is. Jesus the Christ. And it tells us that as they're telling everyone, it says in Luke 2:18, it says, all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. They wondered about it. And as you maybe are bold sometime even during this holiday, which I believe during Christmas, people are more open to hearing the gospel. But it may be that some will just wonder about what you're saying. And I used to think they would wonder, really, angels appearing, really? That's not what they're wondering about. They're wondering, really, the Christ, this? Because remember what the Jews were looking for. They were looking for a military, a political Messiah. And now all of a sudden they're being told, this helpless infant, that's the Messiah. Maybe it was something the shepherds ate or drank, but surely they can't be right on this. But I also love this. but Mary. So here are these people wondering, are they really telling the truth? Is this really, can this really be the Messiah? Can this really be the Holy One? But Mary, what does it say about her? She treasured these things. You see, again, we have to remember that when Mary is told that she's going to have this child, we have no record whatsoever that as she's going through these very difficult times, as I know, and if you're real with yourself, you know that she was being talked about, that she was being shunned by people. Some people who said that they were Mary's friend are no longer her friend. They're gonna back away from her. They're not going to have anything to do with her because she is in shame as far as they're concerned. But now, 9 months later, she gives birth. And here these shepherds show up going, oh yeah, that's the Holy One. That's the Christ. And she treasures this. I can't help but believe that no matter if a court would not listen to these shepherds were sent to encourage Mary. I wasn't delusional. I didn't just dream of that. You hang in there, Mary, because you and I both know she has not endured anything yet. She's going to see that same child tortured and killed. And that's where I used to go, man, that is the coolest part, that she treasured this testimony of who Jesus is. But I think I missed something else here, and that's in verse 20. It says, and the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen has been told them. I believe those shepherds went back and they're worshiping God because they have to be asking themselves this question. Why us? We're nobody. And we are nothing. And yet God came to us. I mean, look at all the other shepherds. But God came to us. Look at all the other people who, man, they're in the inns, they're in the towns, they have a much bigger and better status than we do, and yet God came to us. They returned glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And I've got news for you. If you believe in Jesus Christ, we ought to be thinking the exact same thing. Why us? Why me? Man, I share over and over, I am nothing but a wretched sinner. If I thought I was somebody, God made sure that He let me know that, no, apart from me, as the Apostle Paul said, I'm worthless. I'm nothing apart from Christ. And yet, in seventh grade, Christ came to me. Why me, this immature seventh grader who had all kinds of different ideas about what he was going to do and who he was going to be and all of those things, and God came to me? And I would ask you, why you? Do we praise Him? Do we glorify Him because God had something to do with us? You know, I will say again that it's amazing at times that we'll even come to church and we won't even lift up our voices because we're afraid that someone's going to hear us sing. We're afraid that we don't look good doing this. Well, Paul, I'm not a professional singer. Neither am I. Paul, I don't play an instrument. I barely do. Well, I this is not just who I am. And yet, God had something to do with you. Why? Why? And so when we begin to look at Jesus, this Christ, I just thought of four statements that I want to put before you, and then we're going to close. He born in humility. He comes here completely helpless. Completely helpless. At the mercy of anyone. Just an infant. He lived perfectly. That's the Christ that I worship. Not only was He born in humility, He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. All of the universe is held together by Him. Everything that has been made through him. That's what Scripture tells us. And yet he comes here as an infant, born in humility. He lived a perfect life. Unlike me, who sin, I sin every day. He lived his life perfectly. He died willingly. He died willingly. He knew that what he was about to suffer was going to be horrific. And so that's the reason he even prayed, if there's any other way. But, Lord, your will. And he rose triumphantly. When you're around your table, and maybe you're just having Christmas with your immediate family and your kids are around there, I wonder if that's the Christ you proclaim. Or do we just proclaim, oh yeah, Jesus was born. That's why we have Christmas. That's why we have Christmas. That's why we have Christmas right there. Can you proclaim those things to your family? Can you proclaim those things to your neighbors, to your coworkers, to your fellow church members? And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. This morning, I'm finished with the sermon, but I wonder, is there any of you that you're going to return home today going, God showed himself to me today the same way he showed himself to the shepherds? I want to praise him today, because why me? I mean, all over America right now, people are sitting in churches. People are getting ready to go visit with families. They're so busy, they're going 1,000 different directions. But all of a sudden, at this morning, God came and visited me. And I now know him, not as just an infant that was born on Christmas Day, but I know him as God who came in humility, as a God who lived perfectly, as a God who died willingly, as a God who rose triumphantly. I know that Christ, and he is my Savior today. And if that really happens this morning, you can't be silent. They were not silent. And you may go home and your children go, what in the world happened to you? Or you may go to your family and you're about to have dinner and you're going, let me pray. And you're going, dear Lord, thank you. Thank you for sending your son, your holy one, my Savior. And your family all of a sudden is no longer got their eyes closed. They're looking at you going, what in the world got into you? Christ. That's what got into me. And I can't stop praising him. Because why in the world did he come to me? A nobody. Maybe this morning you need a church. You need a church where we are going to praise him. We're going to study his word. We're going to fall more in love with him as we know him more. And as we know him more, we're going to fall more in love with him. This morning, as we get to this invitation, I'm inviting you to respond to it. Man, I'm going to tell you, the last thing I'm going to tell you about the shepherds, they did not have an encounter with the angels as Jesus Christ is revealed to them. That's my son. And this is how you'll know. He's in a manger. He's in this cloth. He's laying there. They didn't go, man, that is great news. We're just going to stay right here. We're just going to hang out with the sheep. If you know the Lord and he's moving you, you don't need to stay with the sheep right now. You need to move. You need to do what the Lord is telling you to do. I can't save you. I can't do anything for you. But I can pray with you. And I can receive you. And we can rejoice with you. Amen? Amen. So maybe Christmas Eve 2017 is the day that Christ says, hey, let me tell you who I am. I came in humility, lived perfectly, died willingly, and rose again triumphantly. This is more than just a baby being born. This is about the Christ coming. So I'm going to lead us in prayer. The praise team's going to begin to sing again. And you know the song. We've already sang it. Jesus, we love you. You are the one our hearts adore. Let's worship Him. Amen? It's Christmas Eve. What would the Lord have you do today? Let's pray.